If you're like most people, you like the idea of avoiding pain. But do you ever consider the purpose pain has in your life? Shortly after Gabby was born, the nurse began to draw blood from her heel. Most babies cringe and cry, but not Gabby. She just kept sleeping. Months later, when Gabby began teething, she would bite her fingers and tongue until they bled. Again, not even shedding a tear. Gabby's parents discovered she has a rare nerve disorder that prevents pain from being recognized in her brain. There have only been about 24 people in the world that have been diagnosed with this potentially life-threatening disorder. You see, pain in our body lets us know that something is wrong and needs to be handled. Pain in life can also have a purpose. Have you noticed that some of the most compassionate and loving people have experienced significant pain and rejection in their lives? In fact, the one who experienced the most pain and rejection was Jesus of Nazareth. His pain, rejection, and loving sacrificial death led to grace and mercy for all who will receive it. His resurrection provides the pathway to new life. So how will you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.